I wrote this one the year after Nelson Mandela's death. Late and the light already turning. Light spills from winter's icy chalice. Scrims of snow gather coasting gulls, shake them out like laundry. It is a white morning, although darkening days slant to the year's midnight. A white morning, it weighs on eyelids, settles on the red winter quilt. But earth tilts on the solstice fulcrum, away from the year's fracking, from renditions, from Mandela's death, and the world's crocodile tears. Tears, nothing to dementia patients waiting for the bus, to the mad prophet, sleeping bag jumbled in his cart, to children trudging rifles through Sahel dust, indecipherable as angels in the snow. In Barbados now, poinsettia hedges glow, and the cane is inflorescent, each field a white sea of plumes stark under the moon. Did we imagine the brightness of that summer market stall where two men sold sunflowers? Each week, a galaxy of cultivars we almost couldn't choose. Their whorled heads weighty in our arms. Then one man, alone, an empty chair at his side, wrapping our Saturday purchase. He said, "The cancer took him. You only find love like that once." It is getting late, and the light already turning. Still, we attend to white light on a red quilt, as one might keep a smooth beach pebble which, held, harvests the hand's warmth.